Chair, and thank you also for the revised text you've put before us. New Zealand can certainly support the movement of the sentence relating to concern and condemnation. We can support that. We can also support the language as you have it in paragraph 31, including, regretfully, the proposed deletion of what you have in the square brackets relating to under agenda item protocol 3. We would not wish to find ourselves supporting the holding of consultations on formats for future consultations. We don't see value in that and find the way that you have phrased it to be more specifically focused on the substantive issues. We have listened, however, to the intervention from the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation, who turned our attention to paragraph 28. But I would highlight that's, in fact, a rather different context. The final part of that particular paragraph recommends the Secretary General of the UN and the chairperson-elect of the 2019 meeting to work towards achieving the goal of universality of the Convention and its protocols, whereas we had understood the purpose of the informal consultations to be something rather involving all high contracting parties, or at least those that wish to turn up to informal consultations, because of course the way it's phrased is those who are interested can attend and those who do not see the value do not have to. So we would like to call that, in the spirit of compromise, that we agree to drop the call for it to be included on the agenda, but then have the last sentence of paragraph 31 remain as it is. Thank you.